Welcome to Dig Deep, the mining podcast. In this podcast, we go deep into mining news, hot topics, and live interviews with mining professionals and leading figures in the mining industry. Introducing your host, Rob Tyson, founder and director of Mining International and Mining International Executive, a leading global mining recruitment and headhunting agency.
Hi, mining community. Welcome back to another episode of the Dig Deep, the mining podcast. And today's guest is Ed Bowie, who's the CEO and director of Beowulf Mining, a listed junior miner with a diversified portfolio of development stage projects across commodities such as iron ore, graphite, gold and base metals, with the projects being in Sweden, Finland and Kosovo. With a exploration geology background, Ed has over 20 years experience in the natural resources sector, having worked in corporate advisory and fund management roles across a broad range of commodities and jurisdictions. He's recently joined Beowulf and he's going to give us a sort of an overview of the company and obviously an update on what they've been doing and talk about some of their assets and what they're looking to achieve. With the company moving forward. So that's welcome, Ed, to the podcast. How are you doing, Ed?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I appreciate your time. And I know you listen to the podcast, so I wondered if you can, as we always do, ask you a little bit about your background and your career up to sort of present day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I started my career as an exploration geologist. I worked in Tanzania for a couple of years and was actually fortunate enough to be involved in the first commercial mine that was licensed and brought into production after independence, and a major discovery that led to the company I was working for, Samax, being acquired. So it was a good start to my career. I then moved back to the UK and worked in the city in corporate advisory roles and equity research, and then in 2008. Set up and managed two investment funds and ran those for 7 years. So during the course of the banking and fund management roles, I obviously saw hundreds of projects all over the world, lots of different commodities, lots of different jurisdictions. So great exposure to lots of aspects of the industry. After leaving the fund management business, I've taken a couple of corporate development roles, helping companies to grow and looking at opportunities to add assets, acquire assets, or indeed diversify assets. So that then led me to Beowulf, joined in August and delighted to be here. I think it's got a very exciting portfolio of assets. So looking forward to advancing those and growing the company.
Obviously, you just mentioned you recently joined the company. First of all, if you want to just tell us a little bit about the company, but also what drew you to the company and obviously why, what made you want to join them?
So Beowulf is listed on the AIM market and the Spotlight market in Sweden. It has three core assets, and each very, very strong assets in their own right. It's got an iron ore project in northern Sweden, the Kallak project, which has the potential to produce one of a global leading iron ore concentrate that could be used for the green steel industry. In Finland, we have a graphite business, Grafintec, and we have one of Europe's largest flake graphite resources in the ground. But the strategy there is to build a plant to produce graphite material for the lithium ion battery industry. This has become even more relevant given the EU's Critical Raw Materials Act, and further, China announced an export controls on processed graphite that are due to come in on the 1st of December. So both of those play very strongly into Grafintec's business strategy. The third leg is Vardar Minerals, which is focused on exploration in Kosovo. Kosovo sits right in the heart of the Tethyan belt, which is a very prolific metallogenic province, hosts many world-class assets, We have a license package that surrounds the Stan Terg mine, which was one of Europe's largest lead zinc mines for a significant period, with a historic resource of about 63 million tons of a combined lead zinc grade of over 7%. So we're in a very good jurisdiction. We in Kosovo, we have a large land package with lots of very exciting prospects that we're following up. So I was drawn to Beowulf because each of the three projects has merit on its own. I think having the portfolio makes it a particularly exciting opportunity and plenty of optionality to grow the business.
There's obviously been several updates from the company recently on some of the projects across, obviously, the portfolio. I wonder if we can start with talking about the Kallak project and what's happening there.
Absolutely. So we produced a scoping study on Kallak earlier this year. We have subsequently launched a pre-feasibility study. And so the initial work is beginning on that. We're leading with metallurgical test work. Obviously, I mentioned that we have the potential to produce one of the, you know, a world leading iron ore concentrate in terms of grade and low impurities. And so really being able to sort of demonstrate that is critical to both the economics of the project, but also permitting the project going forward. So that's the focus there. We're also doing lots of environmental baseline studies, looking at flora and fauna, looking at noise, water. So all the studies that are required for an environmental impact assessment and subsequent environmental permit. So very good progress there. We are looking to recruit a project manager to really take over the sort of day-to-day running of that project, but everything is moving forward well. With Graphintech, we and the graphite anode materials plant, we completed a pre-feasibility study earlier this year, which demonstrates very strong economics. So the project has a net present value of $240 million based on the pre-feasibility study numbers. We're doing more test work, and we're going to advance into a bankable definitive feasibility study during the course of next year. So that's all progressing well. We have very good support in Finland, and we have a site reserved at the Gigavasa industrial hub. Vasa is a town on the Baltic coast, and Gigavasa is an industrial hub being developed for energy solutions, new energy and energy storage solutions. So battery manufacturers have reservations there as well. And so we have a site that we will be developing our project. Finally, with Kosovo, we've been doing a lot of baseline exploration work on some relatively new licenses, reconnaissance work, and then mapping, sampling, proving up targets that will and we'll do further infill mapping and sampling to really define good drill targets for the coming years.
You also operate outside of obviously the Nordic region. Can you tell us a little bit about Vardar Minerals and the recent exploration update there?
Absolutely. So Vardar is we own 61% of Vardar. And the company has two sort of primary license areas. It's got licenses around the town of Mitrovica. I mentioned earlier the Stan Terg historical lead zinc mine, which is still in operation, but it's relatively in decline. It's a state controlled mine. So in that area, we have significant potential for lead zinc and precious metals discoveries. Further to the north, we're lower in the system, and there are more showings of porphyry type material. So we're doing further work on that. We also have another license area, the Viti license area, where we've got gold and copper showings, there is potential for a lithium there as well. So we're doing lots of sampling. Lots of sort of relatively low cost baseline exploration, proving up all these targets. So it's plenty more news to come on Kosovo and Vardar Minerals.
Yeah. Obviously, you mentioned you've been in the role, CEO role, for just over sort of 3 months now. Is it what you expected? Has there been any sort of major challenges, or do you see sort of some major challenges coming up?
I think it is pretty much exactly as I expected. I've obviously spent a lot of time on the road, having three jurisdictions, and does have it pose a few challenges. I'm spending more time in each of the different projects than at home, but that's as it should be, certainly at the beginning. No real challenges. I suppose the one of the key things that I'm focusing on in Kallak and Jokkmokk Iron, the Swedish iron ore project, is recruiting a project manager to help lead that on a day-to-day basis. And so that's a real focus for me at the moment to really take the reins there.
And lastly, what does Beowulf have in store, I suppose, over the next sort of 3 to 6 months in the short and maybe medium term as the company? And also, is there anything else that you want to add as a conclusion?
So I suppose on each of the projects, certainly Kallak and Grafintec, as we go through the economic studies that we're doing, we'll be updating the market on progress with those. At Kallak, the metallurgical test results will be one of the first things that we'll be able to talk about, which will probably be in about 4 months' time, is my expectation. With Vardar, there'll be constant updates on progress with our exploration effort. I guess sort of slightly longer term, we're expecting to complete the pre-feasibility study for Kallak during the middle to second half of next year, 2024, and then lead straight into the bankable feasibility study. So that will be a major milestone with Kallak. And with Grafintec, we should be launching the definitive feasibility study there during the course of Q1, Q2 next year. So you know, those are kind of the key milestones, but there'll be lots of progress along the way.
Yes, certainly. Ed, really appreciate your time coming onto the podcast and obviously discussing the portfolio. Perhaps we should have another podcast in sort of mid next year, and you can give us an update on obviously some of those projects.
That would be a real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And also, obviously, if our audience wants to reach out to you, if they want to follow, obviously, the progress of some of those projects and get to understand more about Beowulf, how can they go about doing that? What social media platform channels are you on?
So through our website, which is beowulfmining.com, it is in the process of being updated. So some of the information is all the relevant news is there, but some of the information is a little bit out of date. We have websites for each of the subsidiaries, which can be linked to through the Beowulf website. And we also have a presence on the on Twitter or X and LinkedIn as well.
Okay. Yeah, we can include those in the show notes. So easy access for people that want to get in contact with you or follow your story. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Ed has obviously shown what Beowulf highlighted some of the projects that they've been involved in, and obviously wish them well for the remainder of 2023 going into 2024, and hopefully he can come on the podcast next year to give us an update. Really appreciate all your support, as always. I always like to, if you can encourage to share these episodes, like I said, always with, not necessarily always with people in the mining industry, but people outside of the mining industry as well, especially in around Europe, as Beowulf's main projects there, but obviously extending further around sharing this episode. So I hope you enjoyed that. And until next time, happy mining.
Thank you for listening. Remember to reach out to Rob via the show notes and be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, happy mining, helping each other to improve the mining industry.